Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
So it's the year 1890 and you're scouring the job listings in the paper when you come upon this one.
Wanted at once. Good, steady, reliable man as houseman to tend fires, etc.
Not an easy opportunity to pass up. Craig Johnson is the manager of the James J. Hill House in St. Paul, where if you got the job, you would have been working.
When James J. Hill built his new dream house at 240 Summit Avenue in St. Paul, it was, of course, staffed by about 10 or 12 live-in domestic servants. And in such a large house, 36,000 square feet over five floors, it was sometimes hard to get the help you needed when you wanted. So there was, of course, an annunciator, a large servant call board, and when any of the servants heard one of these bells go, they would know to take a look at the board, see the room number, and go running to find out what James J. Hill wanted.
As for your boss, he was
often called the empire builder in his day because he was the man who was both the vision and the energy behind the creation of the Great Northern Railway. At the time of his death in 1916, he had amassed a personal fortune of $63 million with an estimated $200 million in related assets.
Sort of like working for Bill Gates, except with a bell.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.